Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
To you today, what constitutes a good day for you? 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen. So I have decided I would take apart one store, although there are a number of stores, websites included, and give you some tips on how to save money. All right, these are secret tips that nobody else has. So listen very carefully, please. All right, if you, how many people here still shop at Sears?
I might walk in there once a year.
Mm-hmm. And buy what?
I think I bought a jacket in there last time.
Really?
Yeah.
So you buy clothing at Sears.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's and tools.
Yeah. I ever go to Sears for, well, that's not true. Appliances and tools.
Nah, I'm done with appliances.
I know you are. And I am too, because when I redid the house here, 7, 8 years ago, I bought new refrigerators and
Kenmore refrigerator is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever owned.
I wasn't impressed with it at all.
And the service was.
I was about to say about all new appliances, but those who are close to me know that that's not the case. Washing machine and dryer. I have the original dryer from when this house was built 37 years ago.
Yeah, I bet you that's energy efficient. That thing probably uses as much energy as a small country.
I got my gas bill yesterday. It was only $37 for the whole month. That's about as low as it's been for a long time.
I would like to compare the energy use of that dryer with a small Caribbean island.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would be somewhat similar.
All right, so how do you shop at Sears and save money? All right, here is a tip for those of you, even if you're using the modern technology, this information will help you. Using a method, figure out what kind of a deal you're getting.
This ought to be
first, if the price at Sears ends in 99 cents, it is not on sale. Anything at Sears that ends in 99, if it's $59.99, it's not on sale. All right? The price that ends in 88 cents, harder to find, but usually quite a good deal. It signifies something that's a closeout item or a limited stock. The price that's lower than it has been even when it was on sale. If you see an 88 cent price on an item at Sears, you ought not to wait any longer. Grab it now. All right? It'll be that price until it sells out. If you see a price at Sears that ends in 97 cents, the item is clearance merchandise, period. It's the lowest price you have seen on that item. Keep in mind, it's likely on clearance because it's old, not popular, discontinued, etc., etc., etc. Obviously, if you got a popular big-ticket item, it's not going to go on clearance. Or any item that's selling well, why would you put it on clearance and why would you put it on sale?
Where are you getting this information?
I am getting this information from a...
I want you to reveal your sources.
A secret stash, a former Sears employee who has gone public with how they use the various codes and the prices and how they... put things out for people to understand.
It's interesting.
98 cents. All right, so we've got 99 cents. It's not on sale. 88 cents, harder to find things, limited stock, good deal. 97 cents, price ends at 97 cents. That means it's discontinued, old stuff, and they want to get rid of it. If the price ends in 98 cents, it's an indicator that an item is not eligible for additional discounts. Because of marketing agreements they have with the manufacturer. You know, there are some manufacturers who will not allow discounts of their label. You have that big to-do. I'm trying to remember the term. It's not protected, but there's a term for merchandise that is not allowed. And this is often in clothing, soft goods more than hard goods. A line that, for example, in Walmart, you won't see it. Or if you do see it in a Target store, it'll be the same price as a Macy's store because they don't allow discounts.
Right.
And there's a word for that, and I just can't remember. If somebody else, maybe somebody in retailing has that word, 888-302-3684, to share it with us. But I just thought you'd find it interesting. And this, by the way, is for Sears, but it's guessing without knowing that the same sort of thing would be used in pretty much all the big retailers because it makes it easy for them to, and there are people who study all of this stuff. I'm sure there are a lot of these mommy bloggers that you come associated or come in contact with, Richie, that are all over this. They know.
Well, you know what? One of the things that they would tell you to do is check retailmenot.com first.
Retailmenot.com.
And put in whatever store you're going to. For example, I put in Sears.
Yeah.
And
what'd you get?
Well, I mean, they have all kinds of coupons. Here's $15 off $100, $5 off
$50. I'm just talking about what you look at in terms of what do you know about the price, what that price at the end, what that means. But yeah, there's
You can walk in with your phone and you just go to retailmenot.com and you whatever store you're in, you enter it, you will find some kind of coupon there.
Good.
And it will get you $5, $10, $15 off or 10%, something like that. Yeah. So just check it while you're standing there. It could save you a couple bucks.
All right. We're all about saving and helping here. More good news today for coffee drinkers. I'll have that for you. Maybe I should tear it down because I want to do a Super Beats commercial. And it sort of ties in to what the Super Beats information ties into this news on coffee. There have been a number of large studies on coffee in the last year or two or three or four. You're always reading something about what happens when you drink coffee.
Right.
And whether it's good for you or it isn't good. Used to be when I was much younger, it was thought coffee was not good for you. And then there was different research that came out. And my daughter started drinking coffee when she was in high school. And I would say, Megan, I wish you wouldn't drink coffee. It's bad for you. And she would not pay a lot of it. When she was 16 or 17, surprisingly, she didn't pay too much attention to me.
A lot has changed, huh?
She pays a lot of attention to me now. But anyway, so this study here suggests that you will reduce your risk of dying from heart disease if you drink a cup of coffee a day. 200,000 doctors have been studied for 30 years. Doctors that drink coffee, they had a periodic physical exam and completed questionnaires on their diet and their behavior, their habits. This study now is in circulation. So here's what it basically says, Richie. Compared to those who abstain from drinking coffee, like you and me.
Right.
And people who are non-smokers, this study has no validity at all if you're a smoker and you drink coffee. I mean, come on. If you smoke, what do you think is going on with you? I went to see this movie Trumbo over, I think it was, Wednesday night we went. And it's a good movie. But one of the things that's a side story is the amount of smoking that went on in our country and people just puffing and puffing and puffing away all the time. And then the surprise that they would have lung cancer or something like that. I mean, come on. If you're a smoker and you have things wrong with you, what do you think is going to happen to you when you ingest that stuff? So the study has, if you're a smoker, forget about the results of the study because it doesn't apply to you. If you're a non-smoker who drank a cup of coffee a day, you had a 6% reduced risk of death from heart disease. If you had three cups, you had an 8% reduced risk, according to these doctors who were studied. If you drank five cups a day, you had 15% reduced risk. And if you drank more than five cups a day, 12% reduced risk of having heart disease. So, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. There is one of the things that was studied was also alcohol consumption, your body mass index, and that sort of thing. Diet factors, your diet did play a role. But if you ate well and you drank coffee, according to the study, you were going to be in good shape. Now, I don't know what the properties of coffee are, but I'm going to guess just off the top of my head that there's some nitric oxide component here. That nitric oxide, which is stimulated by, I believe, the coffee bean, has some similarities to it, to a beet. And so when we talk about super beets here, and give you extol the value and virtue of Super Beats, because professional athletes are taking Super Beats. Olympic athletes are swearing by Super Beats. There are two different things that you need to run into your body that'll help you. And I've had this experience. Richie's had this experience. I feel more stamina, more energy, more awareness when I take them in the morning through the course of the program. I get logy. Yesterday afternoon, I took a nap. Well, when you wake up from a nap, whether it's because you've had too much to eat or because you start early in the day like Richie and I do, 4 o'clock-ish, you're up and you're at it. And so by 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you still need to be focused, you need to have a glass of Super Beats. So the Neo 40 capsule that is a super, it's like a teaspoon of Super Beats, only it's concentrated. You put it in your mouth. It completely absorbs into your system through your tongue, and you're going to get energy right away. Opens up the Super Beats have nitric oxide that opens up the channels in your arteries, and the blood gets through to all your organs, your muscles, your brain. So it's there. It's good. You ought to take advantage of it. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. They got all kinds of different programs to get in on, but call the number 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, down the left field line, way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stay invigorated? RELAX. It's an acronym for the winner's weekend.
R is for read. Relive a moment in history or expand your mind through great fiction.
E is for experience. Be awed by nature's majesty. Stir your soul with some awesome art or music.
L is for love. Love grows when you give it away, so show some love to the key people in your life.
A is for activity. Go do something you loved when you were a kid. Tap into your childlike nature to expand your creativity and exercise your body.
X is for exorcise. Yes, I know we cheated a little here. Free yourself from things that hold you back, like anger, grudges, regrets, and limiting beliefs.
Relax for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Got a motorcycle that requires the key be left in the ignition lock while running? Then you owe it to yourself to be proactive in trimming weight from the keychain. Nothing worse than a chain with a half a pound of keys flying around in the open air. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Much like the recent automobile ignition key lock debacle, a big wad of keys dangling from a motorcycle ignition switch flying around in the open air may quickly disable the locking mechanism on a motorcycle, making it impossible to start or turn off. On a bike where the key will be left on to blow in the breeze, we recommend a single key, nothing attached, not even a chain. The alternative is to bag a spare ignition lock and some tools. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.